All right, it's a joy to be with you. Brief introduction, maybe just a few of you that have never heard me or seen me. I am from Kentucky, but right outside of Cincinnati, so we have teeth, we have shoes, we have vehicles. So banish all your stereotypes of Kentucky. Now, if you go an hour south of where we are, everything you're thinking, true. Absolutely true. It really is. It's like, but yeah, I'm sorry, but it is. I'd like to say it's not. I've been there 16 years. As soon as we leave from our little three boroughs right there in the tip of Kentucky, it is true. But we do love it there. We do not say y'all there. You know, everyone think that? No, no. And almost no one where I live in Kentucky is from there. That's part of it. So the headquarters for Toyota's there, headquarters for America's there, headquarters for Procter & Gamble's there. So almost everybody that's there is a transplant like myself. But we love it there. We went there in 1996 to do an evangelical free church plant. How many here are part of the evangelical free church? Oh, good. Both of us. May the spirit of biblical counseling spread in the EFCA. Take it home with you. All right. Find in your notes, desperate parents make the best parents. Author and counselor Dan Allender tells how as a young pastor and a parent, he had the opportunity to meet with the great theologian William Hendrickson. And Dr. Hendrickson was in his 80s when Dan Allender met with him for the first time for lunch with a bunch of other young pastors. And he says at one point, all the young pastors around the table started talking about how hard it was being a father. How hard it was. And the demands they felt as fathers. And when they started talking that way, Dr. Hendrickson smiled and said, "Remember, parenting is not difficult. It is impossible." Allender says he answered a few more theological questions for us, but then before our time was over, Dr. Hendrickson turned the conversation back to the subject of parenting. He looked at us and said, "Nothing you do will be more important than being fathers, and in nothing will you fail more miserably. Parenting is impossible, so you will need God more than you will need to be a good parent." Now, when I first read that, I was a young parent, young pastor with young kids. And I tried to get my hands around that, my arms around that, my heart and mind around that. I thought maybe I did, but I didn't like I do now. I'm almost 50. I've got kids from age 22 down to 12 now. And I understand so much more what he is saying. Been a part of a church plant now. Been leading a church that's a fairly large church now. But nothing, nothing is as difficult as parenting. What we have experienced, what we have faced. And parenting, it's like your heart is on the line. I love my church family. I do. I love people. I love the church. But sorry, with your kids, it takes it to a whole new level. And because you love so much and you care so much, that means you have the capacity to also hurt so very much. And yes, you see your flaws and your sins and your weaknesses and your inconsistency as a Christian and a church leader, but there's something about parenting that just like strips you naked and you just feel like, ah, there it is. That's me on little legs running around. Or that's, you know, you don't have to like it, but you're just like, as much as I hate what he keeps doing, it's like the Holy Spirit's like, that's you. That's you. And even as they get bigger, you know, my 21-year-old son, it's like there's things about him I wish were so different. It's like the Holy Spirit says, and? It's like, and the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, does it, Brad? It's like, and parenting, it's like, ah, ah. So you will need, and Vicky and I have sensed this just more and more and more and more. We've been driven home to this. You will need God. You will need God. It's like as we go into parenting, you're Christians. Sure, you know, oh, yeah, 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 we're going to need God. We're going to need God. But where is Elise Fitzpatrick's new book on parenting? And where is Stuart Scott? And where is a workshop? And where is, and don't hear me saying there's no place to read a good book. Do. I've read scores of them. As soon as Stuart came out with another one, Faithful Parenting, I bought it. When Elise came out with Give Them Grace, I bought it. Don't hear me saying don't do that. But you know what I sense even more than that? God, we need you. If Elise never writes another book, if Stuart never writes another book, we need you. We need you. We need you. We need you. It's not a technique. It's not a trick. It's not a system. It's not a formula. It's not do X, Y, Z. Earlier in your parenting, we're much more guilty of, give me a formula. Give me a formula. Or you'll pick out people that have good kids. You ever been guilty of this? And you take them out to lunch. And basically, you want them to tell you, I mean, tell me what you fed them for breakfast. Tell me how you dressed them. Tell me how you schooled them. Tell me how you spanked them. Was it the left cheek or the right cheek or both? You know, it's like, we're so convinced, if I do what you did, I'll get the results you have. I like what I see here. Tell me, what did you do? What did you do? What did you do? Now, if you run down that path long enough, you'll find out quickly, good kids aren't being produced by the same kind of parents, nor the same system. Now, there's some grand similarities. There's some big similar pieces, but lots of differences, and here's why. God is the number one reason any child begins to follow God. It's God. It's not Stuart Scott. It's not Bill Gothard. It's not homeschool. It's not classical Christian school. It's not standing when women come into the room. Yeah, that's all good. It's not plaid skirts. It's not starched shirts. Those aren't the reasons kids are all of a sudden like, love God. The only reason any person ever loves God is because God got a hold of them, rescued them, arrested them, took out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. So you will need God more than you need to be a good parent. Because without God, you can't be a good parent for long. Then Dan Allender went on to say, parenting is life's most exacting, ambiguous, life-consuming calling. And that sounds like an oxymoron. Life's most exacting, that sounds very specific, ambiguous. And it is. I've been befuddled by church problems. I've been befuddled by life issues, but never more than in this area have I found myself saying to God or to Vicky, I don't know. 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 What do you think? I don't know. Let's pray some more. I don't know. Life's most exacting, ambiguous. Now, it's not like we were looking at each other saying, I don't know, should we spank, should we not? The things that the Bible says, done. But if you're sitting here and you're a parent, then you know, I wish everything we were facing was that complicated, that simple. You know, should they have a cell phone? At what age should they have a cell phone? Everyone has a cell phone at 8 years old. Like, my child's the only one that doesn't. So they say. That's what I'm hearing. Then finally I got them cell phones at 15 years old. They're like, Dad, nobody calls each other. We got to have text. I said, you ain't having text. Nobody calls. Well, then just waste your little phone in your pocket because you're not getting text. It's like, I mean, all I heard was must have a phone, must have a phone, must have a phone. We're the only ones that don't have a phone. We have a phone. Must have text, but nobody calls, nobody calls. No. Hey, call me. I'll answer. You know? Talk all you want. I'm here for you, baby. Call me. Because I don't have text. In fact, you're going to have to call me. All right? It's like, it's just that way. It's just, oh, it's just relentless. That's one of my favorite words. When I think of parenting, I think relentless. Relentless. My other favorite word now is unending. Unending. I used to have this false idea now that they're getting on into their 20s, and so did Vicky. It's like, when you're young, you just think, if we can just get them to 18, do right, do well, see God save them, we're done. Da, 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 da. They graduate, we travel. They're always your kids. It's like, ah, and they call. They have problems. And their problems still feel like your problems, even though you don't want them to be. They'd like them to be your problems. It's funny, the other day, my 21-year-old son, it's like, he does what he wants to do most of the time. And then when there's a major calamity, he calls. I hadn't heard from him in a long time. He calls. He's like, Dad, I'm on the side of the road. Because he was living in another city. With his car. This car that I'd wanted him to sell that I said was a loser. You need to sell that. It's sucking all your money. It's a money trap. No. He's like, I'm on the side of the road. Here's what time it is. I don't know where I am. What are we going to do? Oh. I was on a date with Vicky. I pulled the phone away from my ear, and I smiled at her, but I said to her, what are we going to do? What are... All of a sudden, it's we. Like, son, you got a mouse in your pocket? What are you doing? What? who's the other half of this we? No, it was worse than that. We weren't on a date. I was in Minnesota. I was at a conference somewhere. It's like, son, I don't know. I'll pray for you. You know, as soon as I hang up, I'm going to lift you to the Lord. I have every confidence that you will work this out. And he let me sell that car after that. Parenting is life's most exacting, ambiguous, consuming calling. Raising my 5 kids by God's grace is by far the most challenging, humbling, gut-wrenching, humbling